You can't be harmed as a soul. You were never born. You'll never die. Time doesn't exist. At a soul level, you just are.
There's a lot of peace and comfort and safety in that.
None of what you ever did was a mistake. None of what you ever did was wrong. You just did what you did. And it had some consequences. And some of those consequences we like. Some of those consequences you don't like. But they're just things you did and consequences.
It takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of that emotional heaviness away. It's liberating, actually.
You just put one foot in front of the other. You do the thing. You do the thing scared. It's okay to be scared and do it anyway. Your bad presumes that you could be anything other than who you are. Could you be any different than who you are right now?
No.
It's an impossibility. So what's the point?
That's a really good question.
Welcome everybody to Recode Your Mind with Calvin Carelli. I have with me today incredible Laura Bonk, and I'm super pumped to get to know Laura and see what we're going to find today. Laura, hey, welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I'm super excited to talk to you.
The excitement is mutual. So tell us about yourself. What brings you here? What's your business? Where are you at? Where do you want to be? What's the challenge that you're facing?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'm a mental health counselor, and I've been in the field for 10 years now. Started my private practice. It's turned into a group practice now 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. It's going super well here in Kansas City. Like, you know, we've won Kansas City favorites. We're really doing well.
Cool. And who's we?
Sorry. Yeah. I've hired several other counselors to work underneath of me. So
okay, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. My goal is to eventually get to a place where I do limited face-to-face client sessions and move more into this online space, which what brought me to you. The next phase that I'm really wanting to get into is growth. Obviously, I want to grow. I want to be able to work more on the business instead of in it. And I'm working on launching an online platform where it helps people heal from all sorts of things. From mindset mastery to trauma, relationships, all of the things that I specialize in and have gone through my own journey in. And then also to build an online community for people to connect in that way as well. So
yeah.
that's where I'm at right now. I haven't launched it. I'm stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that would be a impediment to success, I would say. Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. What's the stuck?
I started building it, the online platform, about a year ago. I kind of went like, that's kind of what I do. I go full on into things. I got a little bit burnt out. And then some life stuff happened. So I consciously chose to step back. And now I'm having a hard time getting back into it. It's there's a fear, not necessarily a failure, but a fear of, I've done a lot of work on myself. It's a fear of being seen. I'm afraid to be seen. I'm a counselor. I'm in the room working on, you know, the inside. People don't usually see me in more of a public kind of way. And so I think that's a big part of what's holding me back. If
Gotcha.
We're talking about
and yet here you are.
Yeah, here I am. I'm exposing myself to that fear.
Yeah. All right, 1 second. I'm gonna grab something.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm out of focus now. There we go.
Yeah.
When you say you haven't launched, like, so it's like everything's built out, it's ready to take in members, but then like, no.
For the most part, there's a few, I need to edit the my course a little bit more, but it's all recorded. I just have some editing to do, and but everything else is yeah, it's ready. It's just like can't hit the button.
Is it, do you need to go to the gym? Is it strength? Like, is it muscle strength in your.
Yeah. I think my fingers are okay.
Right.
I keep wondering if it's a fear of failure, but I really don't think that's it. I think it's a fear of
So walk me through it. You
yeah.
sit down at the computer and you're like, okay, today's the day. I like, what does launching look like, actually? Let's break it down that way. Is it like
Yeah.
making a site visible? Is it sending an
Mm-hmm.
email? Is it like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, all of that. So making it actually go live. Right now it's not live. Have it
Okay.
set up so people can sign up for it when it does go live, right?
Okay.
And then I have funnels, I have a ton of contact information, emails to send out. I have all of that set up, especially from my practice here. That's helped a lot. So I sit down to like, okay, I'm gonna do it, and then I procrastinate and do other things. Or
So why
like,
don't we just do it right now? Let's just do it.
does it do it right now?
Yeah, why not?
Well, because the course isn't ready yet. The
What? And
course
so
isn't.
what? But if you launch it, if it's public, like nobody's gonna see the course yet.
That's fair. Okay.
So you
Yeah.
make it public.
Okay.
Just do it. Just do it right now. Let's do it.
Okay, I can do that.
Pull it up, do it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pull it up. Let me pull it up here. Let's see. Logging in. Okay. So I just hit the launch site now.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, there we go. Oh, there's fireworks going
Cool.
off.
All right, high five.
Okay,
Success.
I
All right,
did
we're
it.
done. Thank you for your time. Great. I'll
We're
talk
all
to
done.
you
Okay. So then what is next?
You could go in there and make a pinned post saying, hey, the course is not quite ready yet, but it will be soon. Just so, like, if there is an expectation there,
Yeah.
could do that.
Okay.
Then send an email to everybody saying, come
Okay.
join my thing. I'm scared as fuck.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm
Help me
scared
feel
you'll
better.
come and see my stuff, and I'm scared you won't. So either way, I'm shit, but hey, let's go.
Just be real, right?
Yeah. I
Okay.
mean, how many, what percentage of people do you think can relate? Like
Oh,
100?
like 100, I would assume. Yeah.
Right? Right?
But I'm a counselor. I'm supposed to have it all together.
Yeah. And guess what? You're also a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to make people relate to you.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's launched.
Yeah. Good job.
Wasn't prepared for that
Right.
today. Okay. I guess then I'm wondering, as far as so I started with a niche in counseling, right?
Yeah.
And I've grown, but now what it's I'm having a hard time knowing the sort of like, I guess, the path forward at this point. We're like, where do I go from here? Yes, emails, yes, like all of that stuff. But then I from what I understand is I need to stay it within that niche for a bit.
You don't need to do anything. And
Okay.
you don't need to know where it's going. Right? You just put one foot in front of the other. You do the thing. You do the thing scared.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
okay to be scared and do it anyway.
Okay.
Don't wait to not be scared. Don't need wait till you're all figured out and you've, resolved all of your shit to do the thing.
Then do the thing. Yeah,
Just do
that's
the thing.
it. That's why I haven't yet. I'm waiting to make it
Yeah.
perfect, figure it all out, not feel like an
Yeah.
imposter anymore.
Yeah. So where do you get the idea that you need to have it all figured out?
I don't know how deep you want me to go with this.
Go all the way.
Childhood trauma, that cliche
Yeah.
there.
So let's be specific. What happened? Tell
Okay.
me a situation. How old are you?
I'm 35.
How old were you when this thing, a specific situation happened that impacted you?
So it's not just one situation. Well, it's more chronic.
No, I get it. I get it. But it's helpful to just look at one specific, just so we can just pick one
Okay.
situation that comes to mind.
I have a mother who is a narcissist, and I was not allowed to be myself and make mistakes or do anything that would cause me to be a burden on her. And so I think that's a large part
I get
of
it.
where it comes
Yeah.
from.
But
And
so take me, if you would, back to like just take a moment and think of a specific situation. Maybe it's like you come home from school or your mom comes home from work or like whatever. If you can, just any specific situation that would,
yeah.
and walk me
Okay.
through what
I'm
happened.
gonna so nothing's off limits here, right? I can just
No,
go as deep
anything.
as okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the biggest one. For narcissists in general, it's all about appearance and image and, how they look on the outside. High school, senior year, I got pregnant. And that was not okay. And they being my mom and dad, but my mom ran the show, kicked me out. And I've been on my own ever since. And that I think is it's that if I'm vulnerable, which I'm being very vulnerable right now, but if I'm vulnerable and like put myself out there, then something bad is going to happen. Like if I
Got
make
it.
a mistake, then something bad is going to happen.
Yeah,
I've,
understand. Yeah.
yeah.
How old were you when this happened?
17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
gotta be old. Did you have the baby?
I had a miscarriage actually. So,
Yeah. So walk me through this. So you were, when did you tell them that they find out somehow, or how did it transpire?
they found out by just noticing the way I was acting. I came home one day and there was a pregnancy test for me to take and forced me to take it. And we went from there.
And then, so you took the pregnancy test, and then what happened?
It was positive, obviously. I know there was a lot of anger, a lot of yelling, a lot of how could you do this to me? How could you do this to us? Those types of sentiments. Then there was a period where they were trying to force me to get an abortion, and I didn't want to. And, getting into that topic, but and it ended up with them saying, okay, well, then you have to leave. And then I do know from people I spoke with, I should mention I grew up in a town of 1,000 people, so everyone knows everything. They told everyone that I chose to leave because I was rebelling. Like it was all on me. It was my fault. They didn't tell anyone that I was pregnant.
Got it. And so how long from you telling them till you actually moved out?
Oh, less than a month. Yeah.
And how
Very.
did they support you financially, or was it just like, no, you gotta find a place? Like, what did you actually do?
Yeah, I well, my boyfriend at the time I moved in with.
Was he also the father?
Yes, yeah. They gave me $20, toothbrush, change, one change of clothes, and
Wait, you didn't get to bring your clothes with you?
no.
Wow. What were they
No.
gonna do with your clothes?
I don't know. They're probably still packed in their basement somewhere.
Are you still are you in touch with your parents?
am now. Yeah.
Are
Yeah.
you on good terms
We
with them?
yes. I've done a lot of work on myself and have had difficult conversations with both of them, as much as you can with people who haven't done their own work. So,
So
yeah.
17-year-old Laura, what did you make this mean?
About me. Well, I'm bad. Yeah, like I'm bad. I'm a bad person. Overall, right? Like I hurt people, which is funny because I'm a counselor, so. Yeah.
You're bad. And I bet that didn't start there, right? That was already in your
No, it
system.
started, I'm sure, way before that. I have very few memories of my childhood, so.
And so if you're bad, what do you need to do then?
overcompensate, right? be perfect, not show myself, be what everyone else wants me to be, people please, et cetera, et cetera.
And maybe look for flaws, look for
Yeah.
faults, look for like, oh, I'm scared of visibility, I'm scared of failure, I'm scared of this thing and that thing. I need to fix all these things.
Yeah. Because if those things happen, it's just going to reinforce that, oh, see, I'm bad.
Because like, well, and even because I like the presumption is I am bad. So now I need to look for in what ways am I bad, right? In what ways am I broken? You see, like, so you start looking for flaws, looking for faults, looking for things to heal, looking for things to fix. So of course you'd become a counselor.
I got really good at
And so people can come to you now, even if there's nothing wrong, you'll find something because you're good at it.
it. That's the like stereotype, right? It was fine, and then I went to
You're so
Yeah.
adorable. You're so sweet. So is it true that that you're bad?
Well, consciously, I know that I'm not. However, that 95 to 97% that is subconscious, I isn't on board with that.
Well, I didn't ask you
Okay.
that. Is it true? Is it true? Is it an absolute truth that you're bad?
No.
No. If I cut you open, would I find this badge inside of you that said, "Hey, Laura, born in Kansas City, she's bad."
No, it feels that way, but no.
It feels that way. Why does it feel that way? Where does it live? Where does I'm bad live?
In the past, and my brain, and my subconscious, and
In your mind,
it feels like it's running the show a lot of times.
Well, yeah, because you still believe it's true.
Yeah. I do. Right.
But you know it's not true.
Yes.
You just told me.
You're right. You're right. I know it's not.
But you're not quite willing to give it up. So what do you get out of holding on to it?
Well, safety, I guess. It feels safer than letting it go.
Yeah. What's unsafe about letting it go?
That I guess that I will actually be seen instead of having this like perfectionism facade on, I guess. Not necessarily facade, but I guess it feels like I'll fail. Yeah.
Yeah. What else would you have to let go of?
To be able to let go of that, or
Yeah, if you were to let go of I'm bad, what else would you have to let go of?
I guess past experiences, is that
Yeah. I love
where
how engaged you are. I love that you like I ask a question, you go search. You're like, I've never thought about this before. Let me go find an answer.
it
Like, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. Want to get the
Yeah,
most out of this.
no, you're doing amazing.
I mean, past experiences, but honestly, also what comes to my mind is, oh, there's a lot of shame that keeps me from just existing as me, I guess. There's a lot of shame, and shame, makes us want to hide. And so I think if I let go of that, I am bad mind bug, right? Then I have to let go of the shame. Like that's keeping, shame feels like it's protecting me. And yeah.
Yeah, and they're definitely cousins, right? Like I'm bad like that.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of, but what if people found out, right? And yet
Exactly.
here you
And then
are
what?
talking about it. So yeah, totally. What about blame or being a victim?
Well, I can look back and see how I was a victim. But somewhere inside of me, it's I can't see my like I can't see myself that way now. I don't, or like I don't want
Well,
to,
those are two different things,
or yeah, right. I mean, I can look back and see it, but then who I am today, my mind goes straight to all of the mistakes I've made, especially recently. And like, see, you're not a victim right now, but you're still making these mistakes and doing these things. So it's obviously it has to be me.
Yeah. What are those mistakes? What's one of the mistakes?
Okay, well, recently I overfill my caseload and get burnt out, and then go through a cycle of like needing to take a break from seeing people, and then feel guilty and ashamed for that. Like, I should be able to do this, and then it's causing not necessarily harm, but it's impacting people when I'm not able to see them.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest ones
So
right now.
how's that a mistake?
Well, if I well, I should be able to handle it. I should be able to, right? It's that I
How do you know
should
that?
not have to take care of myself, I guess. I would never give this advice to clients. Yeah.
Yeah. At the time you took on this caseload, were you doing the best you knew how to do?
Yeah. I know I'm also so I right now I'm a single mom, so having to provide and not just financially, that's a big part, but be there emotionally as a parent of an 8-year-old. So that's in there too.
And how does that affect you? In this, how does it relate?
Just the feeling stretched then piece and feeling like I'm never doing enough, which is why I do want to get to a place where I have a little bit more freedom in my life, which is a big motivation for me to, well, I just launched it, so
Exactly.
but it's that feeling that like I have to be there for everyone else, but no one can be there for me.
And who's the one that needs to be there for you?
Well, me.
So taking on this, heavy caseload and then burning out, was that a mistake?
No, I don't know if I see it as a mistake. It's just happened.
Getting pregnant at 17, was that a mistake?
Well, I didn't intend for it to happen. But no, I mean, I wouldn't say it. I mean, again, it's just life. It just happens.
So when you talk about making a lot of mistakes,
Guess it's just life.
So I want you to consider, like, mistakes is a judgment that we make after the fact. Right? In the moment, you just do what you do. In every moment, you do the best that you know how to do. And that later you look back and you're like, oh, that was a mistake. I should have done something different. And then you judge yourself for it.
But it's not like we go into it planning to, oh, I'm gonna make this mistake right now.
Yeah, even if you did, it wouldn't be a fucking mistake, right?
Ooh.
So what if, like, go ahead.
Well, going kind of along, not necessarily the mistake train of thought, but that feeling, I think I was afraid of not just being seen and like in launching this, but I'm afraid of more burden on me.
Yeah, totally. That makes sense. Yeah.
Even though
Yeah.
it ideally will relieve some, but
So no, it makes perfect sense. And so I want you to consider, like, what if none of what you ever did was a mistake? None of what you ever did was wrong. You just did what you did. And it had some consequences.
It's like,
And some of
okay.
those consequences we like, some of those consequences you don't like. But they're just things you did and consequences.
Takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of that emotional heaviness away. And it's liberating, actually. It's a
Sit with that
liberating
for a
feeling.
minute. Yeah, that's you. That feeling you're feeling, that's the real you. Yeah,
That's a good feeling.
Right? Yeah.
Haven't felt that in a while.
Yeah, this is what we do. We use these mind bugs to beat ourselves up and put ourselves in prison so we can't feel ourselves. And then we think we have to work our way out of the prison, right? Oh, I have to fix this pattern and fix that pattern and heal this shit and like overcompensate by like taking on all these clients so I'm a good person, so I'm proving that I'm not a bad person and like all that shit that we do. Trying to get back here, but none of that shit will get you back here. We'll get you back to yourself.
No, that just takes you further away.
It does, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You
That's a
do.
good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to hold on to this feeling. You don't need to chase this feeling because this is who you are. It's just when you're not in this feeling, you're like, okay, what's the mind bug? What's the lie I'm believing in right now?
So being able to live in this space every day
Yeah. And
be
then you will,
amazing.
won't, and then you will, right? It's like, meditation is like we come, we are with the breath, the mantra, or whatever it is, right? That we like focus on, and then we get distracted, and then we're like, oh shit, I got distracted, and we come back to
Come
center.
back.
That's life. It's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's also why I don't have a meditation practice, because life is my meditation practice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
that. I might take
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. You're welcome to. Yeah.
So easy to get lost in all of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like completely cultural, right? Culture totally buys into the fact that there are mistakes. There's definitely mistakes, and there are definitely things that people did that were wrong. And like we judge and judge, and like this person is a good person, this person is a bad person. Like we're all of this is reinforced by culture. It's all a lie, but it's the culture we live in.
It's like we're drowning in it.
Yeah. So when none of what you ever did was wrong, we can just deal with the physics of the consequences, right? Okay, now I feel burned out. Now I like had to cancel a bunch of clients. Whatever. You just deal with it. Okay, are we gonna do this? Are we gonna do that? Like, or you launch the site and then like people respond this way or that way. They might all get upset and you're like, you're a fraud, or like whatever. I don't know what you're scared of, but then you're like, okay, we'll just deal with that. Again, you didn't do anything wrong.
It's just part of the process.
Yeah,
It's just
yeah.
life.
And it doesn't mean that you're bad.
Or a failure or
Right.
anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, this happened. Now what?
Yeah. You couldn't have done anything else. You couldn't have done anything different because you didn't.
That one's hard to, my mind instantly goes like, that's not true. You could have done something else.
Yeah. But you couldn't because you didn't.
It's done now.
It's the way it happened. It's the only way it happened. Yeah. So the reason I was pointing to the victim thing before is because the tendency is to use, maybe you don't feel a victim of your parents anymore or like other things, but you can definitely be a victim of your own thoughts.
For sure.
Right. Oh no, now I feel like a failure again, or I feel like I'm a bad person, or it's this fear of visibility comes up again. It's stopping me from doing something, right? You see how that's like you're being a victim of your own mind.
I'm doing it to myself. It's like
Yeah.
we often become the abusers to ourselves then after those experiences.
Yeah. But you're not a victim, are you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So stop doing it to myself.
Yeah. So whenever these thoughts come up, and they will come up for a while longer, but as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, I know this thought. I know it's not true.
Yeah.
Right? And then you
Yeah.
just stop it there. Don't go, you don't have to go the opposite way, like I'm good, or like you just recognize when like when that like a flavor of like I'm bad shows up, you're like, oh, I know this one. Like I know it's not true. Remind yourself of what you know to be true is, or remind yourself that you know it to be a lie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know
Yeah.
this is not true. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
I'm bad. They're bedfellows, right? I did something wrong. That's usually the evidence that you're bad,
Right.
right? And so, but you're bad presumes that you could be anything other than who you are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you be any different than who you are right now?
No.
In this moment, right now, could you be any different than you are?
No. Huh.
It's an impossibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the point?
That's a really good question.
I mean, and who gets to decide if you're bad or not? Who's the arbiter? Who's the judge here?
Well, for me, it's me. I get to decide if I'm good or bad or whatever. But like, that's doing, that's harming myself with my thoughts. Yeah.
I mean, other people might have judgments, they might have opinions, there might be a million people out there who think, who's right now at this moment just thinking so much about you. This Laura Bonk lady in Kansas City, oh my gosh, she's really bad. Yeah, she's totally bad. She's awful bad. Like, that might happen. That might be the case.
It could,
Right this second. It doesn't mean that it's true.
No, and it's
I just.
interesting because I don't actually, like, okay, I think that it's
Right.
me doing it to my, it's really that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. So,
And
go
what do
ahead.
you get out of doing that to you?
Well, I mean, I know it's my nervous system trying to keep me safe,
Right.
but it's harming me at this point. It's all,
Yeah.
it's keeping me stuck
Right.
and stagnant.
But you're exactly right. Like it's so I think the deeper context here, right, is probably how on a scale from 1 to 10, growing up, how safe did you feel?
Three, I think. I would say
Yeah.
three.
Not very.
No. Yeah. It's interesting because when you're living it, you don't know any different, right?
Exactly.
But now I can easily, like, yeah, three.
Yeah. What's the first moment you remember you recall about where you felt not safe?
I'm trying to put an age to it. Probably the last actual memory, right? I know it was before this, but my mom would spend hours each night in my room yelling at me, like just coming in and yelling at me for just random things, right? Like, she would just barge in and start yelling at me. And so I always had to be alert and ready for her to come in at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I put it, I mean, I don't know, seven, six.
And so, what were you connect with her for a moment? Like, what was she feeling? What was her experience in her terms? Not like what you know today, but like in her terms.
feeling, I mean, she'd be in her room playing or whatever, and all of a sudden get in so much trouble for something that she didn't do. And it was confusing and scary.
So your mom would come in and be like, it was like something your mom thought you did.
Yeah, or like something that I don't know how much detail to get into here, but yeah, well, for example, she really wanted me to date a specific person. And this is obviously older, it's high
I was
school.
gonna say at age seven.
Yeah, sorry, I'm jumping
It's
around.
all good.
When I wouldn't, she would spend hours yelling at me and trying to get me to every night. And so things like that when I was younger, yeah, just random things that set her off, and it has to take it out on someone. Yeah.
I get it. Where was your dad?
Working. Working or just kind of pretending that he didn't know what was happening.
Fleeing,
Yeah.
abdicating responsibility as a father.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it's oddly, it's a weird feeling because I'm grateful for it now. I'm grateful for how it's molded me into who I am now. But there's still things left over that aren't helpful.
So was it like you're saying you got accused of things that you didn't do? Was the feeling for her like it sounds like there's still like a like I got to be careful not to make mistake.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Or else, again, it's just that feeling of something bad, like catastrophically bad, is going to happen. Or there is a feeling also of, well, I'm going to get blamed regardless of whether I did make a mistake or not. Or there's always going to be some sort of blame there. So, obviously, that keeps me from wanting to move forward.
So yeah, so I'm hearing like a whole orchestra of things here, right? So and you're super aware of you've like as you've mentioned like you've done tons of work on this, but it's like it's fundamentally feeling not safe. And so there's this like hypervigilance, right? Like any moment something could happen here. So that's a tough energy to live in. And then, like I have to be, you have to be vigilant of your environment, but also of yourself, monitor your behavior, your expression, or like something bad could happen, right? Which is like a future-oriented thing of like, I'm not going to be okay. And so if I, and there's also a level of like, I'm trapped. I'm powerless because I'm being blamed for shit that I didn't do here.
Yes,
And I
I
can't.
think yes, that's like spot on. Yes. Yeah.
And then, well, say more about like the trapped powerless. You had a strong reaction there.
Yeah, it's I think I say that multiple times a day. Or like think it, not necessarily say it out loud to anyone, but that there's a powerless feeling of like no matter what I do, I can't get out of this space. Yeah, and that trapped feeling. So that also plays into, well, like, okay, I want to launch this, but I also am afraid that somehow it's going to trap me, which again, I think it would will have the opposite impact, as I really want freedom and value that, and that's my a big motivator.
Yeah.
But I,
And
yeah.
it probably will trap you.
Okay.
Because if you are operating, and this is how these things work, right? If you're operating from an energy of I'm trapped,
Yeah.
then your mind is gonna A, find evidence in your circumstances for why you are trapped, but it's also gonna manufacture evidence for why you're trapped.
Your chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these are
Yeah.
all survival patterns. And so, and this is why. So then, like, I'm not safe. I'm not going to be okay. I'm also trapped or powerless to do anything here. I keep making mistakes. I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And all, like, I'm a bad person. Right.
Right.
This is
Right.
kind of the. This is the or the constellation that you have going on. And it's like if I keep looking for what I'm doing wrong, what mistakes I'm making, and where I'm bad, so like keep looking at my stuff and fixing issues, whatever, then I will be safe.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the pattern. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if I stop doing that, then it's
Right.
scary. It, like I
Yeah.
have a physical response to it.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, doing more of that is never going to make you feel safe.
No. Well, it's just there's no safety in that. I mean, it
Yeah.
worked in childhood, but it's
Yeah.
outdated now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
In
is
my
it
mind,
true?
oh, go ahead.
Is it true that you're not safe?
No. No, that's not true. But it's a waiting for, like, that waiting for it to happen, waiting for something bad to happen. Like, I'm safe now, but I'm not going to be at some point.
Right.
Yeah.
And think about it, like on a human level, we're fundamentally never safe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah,
you could
right. We
walk
can't
out and
control.
be run over by a bus, or like something can happen, right? Like on a human level, we cannot ever find true safety. But on a soul level, like
Yeah.
we can't be harmed. You can't be harmed as a soul. You were never born. You'll never die. Time doesn't exist. Like at a soul level, you just are.
Right. There's a lot of peace and comfort and safety in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something I know that I need that I don't have a lot of right now is more certainty in my life. And so, like what you just described gave me more of that. And it was like, okay, relief.
Yeah. And again, this is you. What you're feeling is you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The real you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it comes to the future, like I'm not going to be okay, something bad's going to happen. Do you categorically know what's going to happen in the future?
No, obviously not. No,
No. Future is unknown.
Right.
But your mind has learned that if it goes into the future, fabricates a story about what's going to happen, and of course, it's always going to be a scary story,
Right,
then,
right. Yeah.
it can do something which makes it feel useful as if it's, warding off this
Yeah.
terrible future that it just came up with.
Yeah.
Right.
That, but then it's, we're reacting to something that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So just start to notice this pattern of the hypervigilance, because your nervous system has learned that it's only safe when it feels unsafe. Right?
It's like it's comfort zone.
Yeah, when it's on high alert, that's like now it like at least I'm doing something. I'm trying to fix this thing, right? Like, because if I relax, if I lowered my guard, if I relaxed and trust it, and then some bad thing happened, then like, oh shit,
Yeah, like I'm not going to be prepared. That makes sense because, I mean, going back to then creating courses and content, like I have to be prepared for every possible situation. And then that keeps me stuck and trapped and
And
powerless.
ironically, the best way to prepare for any possible situation is to just be in the fucking present.
Right. And
And
be reconnected
then
to
deal with
yourself.
shit as it comes up.
Super helpful.
So, is it true that your mom's a narcissist?
That's a. I actually do think so, yes. That's what I specialize in now, actually, is
And I
healing
get
this.
that. And you're probably, I don't know your mom, but from a clinical labeling perspective, you're probably right. And I want you to consider what it would be like if you didn't use the label, but you just saw, okay, what's her name, your mom?
Karen.
Karen. Karen is just a little girl who's scared and hurt.
And she is. Yeah, that's an honestly, that's in large part of how I've been able to rebuild any type of relationship I have with her now. But what happens emotionally is there's some, more compassion and understanding, right? And she went through her own share of trauma and passed it on just in a different way.
And now you get to heal it for her and for you and for her ancestors, the whole lineage. So the reason I bring this up is like when we hold on to the label, and I totally, I'm not judging you for using it. I'm just, but like, it ends up reinforcing the pattern, and every relationship, the way that we view the other person impacts them and how they show up, and it can kind of help keep them stuck in a role that's not serving anybody. And so, seeing that, like, you're a grown woman now, you're strong, you're beautiful, you're resilient, you've done so much work. You're such a huge heart, deeply caring, smart, just like a wise woman soul. You're an incredible being. You're an incredible person.
Thank you.
And I mean this sincerely. And you don't need anything from your mom. You don't need to blame her for anything. You don't need, like, your opportunity to show up, like, really hold 7-year-old Laura with so much love and give her just like make her feel held by you and by life, right? That it's not up to her. Someone has her back. She's safe now. She's with you. She's with God. Like, she's
Yeah.
She's life has her back. Like, she's home now. It's good. She can relax.
Yes.
And then with her, like, you take little Laura by the hand, and then next time you see your mom or you think about your mom, see your mom in the same light and realize nobody gave her that.
Wolves. Yeah.
And just in your mind, just give your mom so much love. She's just so fucking hurt.
So hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody was always like, they didn't want to be with her, like your dad just escaping, like you trying to please, but like nobody was able actually ever connected with her and saw her pain. They just
Right.
reacted to the surface, which just deepened the wound. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah. She's an innocent girl that's in so much fucking pain.
Doesn't know how to get him.
And it's not your job to heal her or do anything, but you might find that as you do that, it actually ends up feeling really good for you.
Yeah, and more of an authentic relationship with her.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. There's a lot there.
Do you think this is going to change how you show up for your online business with your clients?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. The thought going through my head right now is I don't have to do it all, or like I just have to
Yeah.
be and just be. And
That's the whole game. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's what's going through my head right now. And that was
Yeah.
not going through my head
Right.
an hour
To
ago.
me, this is life. This is business. Like,
Yeah.
business is like you be you and you get paid for it.
Yeah, that
Yeah. Sign me up. That's the kind of business that I like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
And that's what it's
lifting
good to
and
be.
yeah, fulfilling and doesn't beat you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the
Yeah.
lesson is that it is truly safe to be you.
Have to let myself learn that instead of.
Yeah, you just have to notice what comes up that
Yeah.
disagrees with that, because it's the truth. So it's just as you settle
Yeah.
into that, your subconscious mind is going to pop up the lies, and you're like, oh, that lie. Okay, cool. Yeah. I see.
Right. That's
Yeah,
that
we're
one.
not.
Yeah.
It's like you're already love. You're already free. You're already powerful. You're already abundant. You're already healed. You're already whole. You're already vital. This is your nature. All of these are who you are. We're just removing the things that are in the way of that.
Yeah. Oh, when you stop pursuing those things and realize that it's the who you are already. Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah. So, what do you know to be true now?
I'm safe. And I know that I'm safe. I mean, it's like the soul perspective that you talked about earlier. Like, I'm safe. That's. I'm trying to wrap words around feelings right now. that I'm me. Honestly, that's what it's coming back to, is that, I don't want to say like, oh, I'm not bad or I'm good or whatever. It's like I'm me. And that's extremely liberating.
Yeah, is all that's ever required.
We get so lost, though. Life is meditation. I like that. Life is your meditation.
You're such a blessing, Laura.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I
You're
appreciate that. And I've listened to so much of your stuff. It's so good to actually talk to you one-on-one. Thank you
Likewise.
for this opportunity.
Yeah. Your daughter is so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Your clients, your mom, your dad. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a blessing all around.
I truly appreciate that. Thank you. I'll try to believe it. I'm just kidding. I appreciate
Yeah.
it. Thank
All right, Laura. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you again for the opportunity. Thank you. This helps so much, and I'm gonna move forward.
Yeah, send me an email. Let me know how things land over the next couple of days and weeks.
Yeah, for sure.